And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUNS, Storion 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. We'll get back to that one. It is 2:59 Friday, January 18th, the afternoon after a splendid concert. Sorry you missed it. If you did, if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. That was John Gorka. Very inspiring. Carol here with all kinds of arts. Arts live and local, that is. Out to Squamish, and a happy birthday to Seashell Tessa. Holy cow, today is a crazy day for birthdays. A happy birthday to Brown's Meat Hannah, too. And it's raining, and it's beautiful, and we're in good shape. Let's have a little music from the Sedona Fire Band. They're going to be around, and they're going to be on the show in February as well. But let's hear about winter.
Crisp is the winter air. Moonlight dances on the snow tonight. Quiet are my thoughts right now, taking in the silence. Feel a bit of chill as the wind blows, as I look up in the sky. Starlight tonight, make all my dreams come true. My eyes and wish to be with you. Starlight, shine bright, love that's in my heart. It's close to you, we'll never be apart. Looking at the moonlit sky, see the snow fall on the trees tonight. Wishing you could be here now. Wishing on a brilliant star, holding you safe within my heart right now. As I gently close my eyes. Starlight tonight, make all my dreams come true. Close my eyes and wish to be with you. Starlight, shine bright, love that's in my heart is close to you. We'll never be apart.
Is the Sedona Fire Band from North Tillamook County, and they will be in on March 1st. Well, we've got a fun event. Let me see, what number is this? Fifth annual. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Mark Mizell is here to talk about the Tillamook Head Gathering, which is happening January 19th. At the Seaside Convention Center, isn't it?
That is correct.
Boy, that's a huge venue, isn't it?
It is, and it's a construction project right now, so I hope people realize that it's going to happen despite the construction that's going on.
Yikes.
We're going to be in the big hall.
Okay. And do you usually get a good crowd for this?
Oh, anywhere between 100 and 200 people.
I'd say that's a good crowd, yes. Definitely. Okay, so why don't you tell us, Mark Mizell has, well, he's worn a lot of hats here, but I just looked and he's not wearing any hat. And he's one of those people who really should, because there's nothing else to protect his head, to put it subtly, right? Oh, that's it. So are you still teaching, Mark?
I just retired last year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And you were teaching English at Seaside High School?
Yeah, I taught at Seaside High School for 34 years and taught for 4 years down in Bandon, down on the southern coast before that. So.
Wow.
But it feels strange, you know, after having taught for 38 years. This year has felt kind of different.
So you're not subbing or anything?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
No. In fact, today I was tree planting, believe it or not.
In the rain.
A friend of mine hired me to tree plant with him, so.
Well, around here you can't hold life up for the rain, because it comes all the time and on and off. So, so tell us about the Tillamookhead Gathering, what it is, why it is, how it got started, and who you're featuring this time.
Yeah, we started 5 years ago. And let's see, for the first one, Carl Marlantis was kind of the star of the show. And
he was pretty special.
And his friend Peter Lindsay joined him.
Yeah.
And
Carl was a local Seaside man who then wrote a huge book about the Vietnam War. Was that what the...
Yeah, Matterhorn.
Matterhorn. Right.
His book, What It Is Like to Go to War, that's an amazing book.
Yeah.
That was my favorite of the two.
They were your first year feature. Mm-hmm. And did you do music that year, too?
Let's see. Yeah, we did have some local musicians, John Mercero and some other folks played.
What was the whole idea of the Tillamookhead Gathering, besides bringing the community together and having a good time?
Yeah, it's kind of nice in the winter, isn't it, to get together and share some music and you know, the North Coast winters. I mean it's it is what it is, but I mean everybody gets a little bit of cabin fever from time to time.
Yeah, but
right?
let's get real. It's good to come together and have music anytime.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But it is special in winter. So was that your main idea here?
Well, we wanted to create a gathering that featured local artists and raise a little money for arts in the schools, you know, arts enrichment in the schools. And that's what we've done, you know. Sometimes we've been cashier than other, you know, some years have been cashier than other years, but, you know, usually it's in the, you know, in the thousands or so,
and,
low thousands.
And this is for particular projects, or who gets to decide what projects?
Well, we've got a committee that meets, and people just ask us if we can help them out, you know, like this year, for instance, Susan Bartline, who's an English teacher at the high school, she's hoping to take a group of kids down to Ashland in the spring to do workshops with some actors down there and take in some plays. And she's already asked us if maybe we could help out a little bit with that. And
what a wonderful idea to bring the community together, to have a good time, and then to raise the money to have a slush fund for the arts at Seaside High School.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
and
good.
It sounds so organic. And do the kids get involved?
Yeah, from time to time, there'll be kids that will help out as Pacifica Project. I had a kid that helped me last year who helped me do stuff, hang posters and help set up and that kind of stuff to help defray the cost of going to the Cowboy Poetry Festival, which we did last year. Money from Tillamookhead Gathering helped pay for a trip to the Cowboy Poetry Festival, help with that. Dave Bennett and his band came in and did a concert for the school, Tillamookhead Gathering funds paid for that. And Haley Haley, gosh, I'm going blank on her last name.
Happens.
I'll come up with it in a second. Haley Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
She and her dad put something together called Art Day at the high school, and they have artists come in, and literally everybody in the school participates in an art workshop on this one particular day in April.
So that's also interesting that you're dealing with various genres of art through this Tillamookhead gathering. It's really open to whatever folks are interested. And then is there a committee or something that decides who gets the money?
Yeah. Let's see. My daughter, Lindsay, is involved in it. And Ben Chambers, who teaches at the high school.
Michelle, is that where he ended up? Okay. Mm-hmm. He used to be out in Napa.
Yeah. And Michelle Wunderlich.
Oh, yeah.
She has a coffee shop there in town. She's on the committee. And Karen Emmerling, who has Beach Books
right.
is part of it. I don't think I've left anybody off.
You know what? This feels so unbureaucratic. It feels, again, I said organic, but now I'm getting it even more. It just feels like people got together and made this happen, and now it's the fifth annual. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Cowboy Poets Gathering. Are you guys going to go again, or are you done?
You know, I don't know. My wife and I kicked around the idea of possibly taking some folks, retired folks down there, you know, just for the heck of it.
Now you're talking.
It was kind of half baked. I really didn't have it together, but I haven't totally given up on that idea. And I think it would be really cool to have people who are musicians, maybe, you know, hop on the train. We hop on the train and we, you know, we have jam.
Fun.
We jam on the way down. And
when
you know,
does that happen?
It's in the dead of winter, you know, end of January.
Oh,
is when the Cowboy Poetry Festival is.
But we're talking like that's too soon to get it together for this year.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I was
hoping, but I just didn't get it together.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot, especially with kids, but also with everybody, just putting that whole thing together. So
yeah.
So who. Who's your feature this year?
So anyway, Maggie Kitson and her band are gonna provide music this time around. She is, of course, a lot of people around here know Maggie. She's really, made her mark on the North Coast music scene, and just she and Richard Tomasi and some of the other people that are in her band are just some of the hardest working, sweetest people.
I agree. Let's have a listen.
Long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. It's been too hard living, and I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. Such a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. So I got to the movie and I go downtown. People keep telling me, Maggie, don't have. He keeps on. So I go to my sister. I ask my sister.
Well, you are guaranteed to hear some really good music. You've been listening to the Maggie Kitson Band. Often it's Maggie and the Cats. I'm not sure how we decide which name to go by. Do you know? Is it a matter of time, or I don't know when I got this this CD. No date on it, of course. But so they're the featured musicians.
Yeah, Maggie and the Cats are going to play. I think there might be some students that might play a little bit at the beginning. You know, before Maggie starts playing. Maggie and her band are going to play at 7, and I think the doors open at 6:30, and I think we're going to have some students play a little bit. I know there's Haley Rollins, who I was telling you about earlier. She plays the cello.
Oh, nice.
And she might play a little bit of cello music, background music, while people wander around and look at stuff.
Well, let's make sure people know, because I'm not even sure I said it. This is happening tomorrow.
Yep.
And you just said it. Maggie's at 7, but the doors open at 6:30.
That's correct.
Is that right? And you start to say, but tell us, what else will be there?
Well, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to Tammy and Jose Sosedo. They have the stand in Seaside.
Great.
Have you eaten there before?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, for the past, I know they weren't at the first one, but I think every Tillamook Head gathering except the first one, they have provided light fare and the labor. Mm. I mean, they've donated the light fare and the labor to this gathering. And
do they have kids at the high school?
I had their son a few years back. He's older now. Mm-hmm. They don't have kids at the high school
now. But
they
still are donating.
They're just really, really supportive
of
the
arts. Community support.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're just awesome. They're wonderful people. And that's a lot of work, you know, to put all that together.
And money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And so anyway, your ticket gets you in, and you get this really nice food from the stand, and you get good music, and there will be wine and beer that you can purchase if you'd like to have a beer, a glass of wine with your food.
No host bar. Did you say something about a raffle?
And yeah, there's a silent auction.
Silent auction.
And
okay.
Local businesses have donated gift certificates and various items, and various artists have donated stuff. I know Neil Main donated beautiful big frame photograph.
Nice.
Of terrible Telly getting drilled by a great big wave.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you've seen that picture of his.
I have.
Yeah.
And anything by Neil Main is terrific. So.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So people, now, can they just get their tickets at the convention center when they get there, or is there a better idea?
You save some money if you get them early.
Okay, and where can they get them?
So you can get a ticket from the Seaside High School. Well, you can't do it now because it's
Friday afternoon. Okay.
But Beach Books has them.
Okay.
And Seaside Coffee Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cannon Beach Book Company. Those places all have tickets.
Okay. Okay.
And so it's a little more at the door.
Yeah. Bottom line is, though, this is supporting the arts, which is the program you're listening to.
Absolutely.
At Seaside High School for our community youth. So even if you end up paying a little more, that's okay. The nice thing about having your ticket in advance, besides the discount, is that you've got the ticket in your hand and you can just walk in the door. So can people actually get to the convention center on the... What should they do? You said there's construction there. Is there?
Oh, everything's, you know, the parking lot's there and everything.
Oh, okay.
It's just there is construction going on.
Okay, but you
and
can still get in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I just want to make sure people aren't
wondering
aren't scared off by that.
No, it's at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center, and in Seaside, obviously. Tomorrow, the 5th annual Tillamook Head Gathering. That's January 19th. Doors open 6:30. Maggie Kitson Band at 7. Food from the stand, a no-host bar, and a silent auction full of goodies. And the most important part is you're supporting our community youth. Mark, yeah. Thank you so much for reminding me each year that this is happening and coming and telling all our listeners as well.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on, Carol.
Have a great time.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Mark Mizell. And Mark, I'm sure we'll be back for one thing or another. Here's
Let
some,
the rivers woo! Run wild.
You know who this is? The Browns Meet Flats. They'll be in later. Got a concert coming up on Sunday. Listen up. Thanks for being here, folks. KMUN.
Let the rivers run wild. Let the rivers run free. Let the salmon swim unhindered to and from the sea. Woody Guthrie once wrote down a famous song about the Columbia River's power turning darkness to dawn. If he'd known the terrible price we paid, I wonder what verses he might have made. The mighty dams that man has built are slowly being filled up with trash and silt. No place for salmon, eggs, or milk. The Columbia's but a Let the rivers run wild, let the rivers run free, let the salmon swim unhindered to and from the sea. Let the rivers run wild, let the rivers run free, let the salmon swim unhindered to and from the sea. Now picture if you will the Pacific Northwest as a patient suffering cardiac arrest. The dams that clog its major artery may force us to perform major surgery. The salmon represent our cellular strife. Like the blood in our veins, they bring to us life. Their struggle to survive is our struggle too. The question remains, what can we do? Let the rivers run wild.
Oh yeah, let the rivers run wild. Now, the one problem with that is sometimes they run too wild. But when they do, we've always had our Coast Guard to protect us. And the good news is we still have our Coast Guard. No thanks to the federal government, thanks to the people who are involved. And our community, our greater community, so appreciates the Coast Guard. So give them a shout out. But you can do more than that. Today, right here in Astoria, you can support the Coast Guard from now until 6 o'clock or till they run out of food at Clatsop Post 12. That's 1132. That's Legion. 1132 Exchange, 11th and Exchange. And there's a meatloaf dinner and raffle prizes. All proceeds and donations go to the Coast Guard Columbia River Sector. Also, the Astoria Moms Club is hosting a pop-up food pantry for Coast Guard families, retirees, and furloughed government employees affected by the shutdown. Pantries open Saturday the 19th, that's tomorrow, and Sunday the 20th from 11 to 3 at the Astoria Masonic Lodge. And you can also donate in food or prepaid credit or gas cards at Rivers End Yoga, Clean Line Surf, Military Housing Drop-Off, the Coast Guard Exchange, Two Old Goats in Napa, and the Job Corps at Tongue Point. Or go to coastyvoice.com. And I was at the U.S. Bank, and they had a big sign up. We're here to help. And I have a feeling a lot of, I know a lot of people are doing this, a lot of businesses and banks too. You do need to have an account, but you can get one. This is an attempt to help the federal employees needing special assistance during the U.S. government shutdown, including our Coast Guard and others. Call 877-760-6046 to speak with a customer service representative. These are going to be short-term loans, mortgage relief options, customer assistance. So thank you to the Coast Guard, and thank you to our community for supporting our friends. And you know you're listening to Arts Live and Local, and I have a very live person sitting right here with me. Sadie Mercer is here. And Sadie, have you been on KMUN before?
I haven't. I was here for moral support when my chef was in here for Iron Chef 2018.
Okay. Now, but have you been on any radio show?
I have not.
Oh, my God, folks. She's young, but even so, she's not that young. And she does have three children, so I don't know how this happened, but we have a radio virgin right here in the room with us. So congratulations, Sadie.
Thank you very much.
And Sadie Mercer is she wrote to me a few weeks, she called actually, and I happened to be here, and I thought it sounded great, and it sounds very much in the league of some of my favorite shows on the radio. Seaside Story Slam, a storytelling performance competition. This is at Maggie's on the Prom restaurant, 580 Beach Drive, Seaside. And story slams are held Thursdays from January through April, except for Valentine's Day. And then I'm going to let Sadie tell you more, because I have some things written down that may or may not be true. Sadie, what a great idea. Where'd you get it?
Thank you. Yeah. My dad had invited me. My dad lives in Olympia, Washington, and in Olympia, they have an amazing story slam there. It's called Story Oli, and it's in line with The Moth. The Moth is an NPR radio program, and they do live performances, and it is very similar. So it's a live performance, storytelling performance competition. Mm-hmm. And so I went up. My dad was going to tell a story.
Oh,
I was going to be the daughter in there in support of my dad who was telling a story. And we had this plan for me to go up there, and we had planned it for a couple of months. And so I was eagerly anticipating it, and so was he. But he had ultimately overthought it. And when I arrived the night that he was there to tell the story, he ended up getting so nervous that he couldn't do it. He just couldn't tell the story.
Oh, no.
And it's too bad, because the story he had to tell was wildly inappropriate and totally amazing. It was really fantastic.
I wish the inappropriate part means it probably won't work on the radio.
No,
I was gonna say, no. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
If any story, it should be told,
yes.
but it should be told probably in private. But anyway, the Olympia, the Story Oli is really well attended. I think the night I went, there were around 200 people. It's at a bar called Rhythm and Rye. It's
wow.
In Olympia, and it's really fantastic. I think they're in their fourth season, their fourth year. They hold story slams every month. And so anyway, I was there for the first story slam of the year.
Oh, wow.
for Story Oli. And I guess my dad said that he had attended the Grand Slam. So the Grand Slam is at the end of the season, and it brings back all of the storytellers from the whole year. Well, just
the
series.
Ones who won.
The winners, yes.
The winners from each week.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the Grand Slam brings them all back. And what he said was that there was a line around the block for their Grand Slam.
Goodness.
And, you know, what an amazing thing. And the host of Story Oli, she is really fantastic. Her name is Elizabeth Warren. And she is amazing. She's an amazing MC. And so I thought, you know, Seaside really needs something like that to really bring people out. And these are novices telling the stories.
Right.
They're not perfect. Well, they have varying degrees of professionalism in their storytelling, but it's mostly complete novices.
And I've often wondered this. Are you allowed to have notes?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's the impression I got.
Yeah.
And it has to be true.
It has to be true.
True
it has
story.
To be told in the first person narrative.
Uh-huh.
It has to be your story. So that's really important.
Well, I don't have to ask about them. Do you check up on people or?
Whether their stories are true?
Uh-huh.
No, because it's really the audience telling the story. So story signups start a half an hour before the competition. It's just members of the audience who are telling the story.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have no, I mean, you could tell a lie, suppose it'd be.
So they sign up that very day.
They sign up that
night. But you've got the word out so people know to come, and then while they're sitting in the audience, they might say, oh my gosh. And you have a theme each week.
Yes, every week has a new theme, and we've had 3 story slams so far. The first night was first impressions.
Good.
That was a really fantastic event. We had 8 storytellers.
Nice.
We had 40 people in attendance and 8 storytellers.
Nice, first time.
First time, that was great. And then the second one was slightly less attended. We only had 18 people there, but 8 told stories. So that was really incredible,
yes.
too. And what's really fantastic is the first impressions, the week of first impressions, we had people in the audience who were simply there at Maggie's to have dinner.
Uh-huh.
They were there for their 38th wedding anniversary. And we had a lot of people. But
yeah.
One gentleman who was there for his 38th wedding anniversary stood up, told his story of the first time he saw the Doors in concert. And so he was there at the first Doors concert. And then he was there at the last Doors concert decades later, and his story won the night.
Yeah.
So he was just there for dinner, but he won the night.
Now, you have to be a local person to be part of this?
Absolutely not. No,
okay.
this gentleman is actually from Portland. And
okay.
Yeah, he was just over for the weekend. So, no,
right.
it's all comers, you know.
So I think it's brilliant. I am a huge fan of The Moth. Of course, I'm also a fan of This American Life and Reveal and all of those amazing stories. So I'm thrilled that you're doing this. When I read about it, when you mentioned it, you didn't call me. You called the station, but I happened to answer, and I went, really? Right up my alley. So you created this little brochure.
The program.
Program, mm-hmm.
Thank
you. And I love, in the middle of the program are 2 relatively blank pages. Brainstorm here. Do you have an idea for a story you want to tell? This space is for you to develop your idea before you go on stage. Bullet points are a good idea. What should your first line be? What should your last line be? Don't forget about the 5 C's. Circumstance, curiosity, characters, conversations, and conflict. Have fun. Now, Sadie, are you a writer?
I am not, no.
What did you do? You decided you wanted to do this, so then you did research, or you brought in other people, or what? Because this is real stuff.
I did research for sure. Just things that would help people to be brave to stand up and tell their stories. Really, the quality of the story is what's being judged on. I should say that there. I asked for volunteer judges at the beginning, so they're members of the audience. They're supposed to be impartial members of the audience. That's a little tricky because I'm asking for people who are not there to tell a story or not with somebody telling a story.
Yeah, right.
And really, that has been the toughest part because most people are there with support. I understand that. Yeah.
And it's a small community.
It is.
And to be honest, I've never been to Maggie's on the Prom, which is your No, you have the chef who was the Iron Chef.
Yes.
You're not a chef.
I'm not a chef.
Okay. Who the heck are
Nobody would come.
Where did you come
from? The chef. My husband and I, with a couple of partners, we purchased Maggie's and the Seaside Oceanfront Inn in 2013. And so we've been running that day to day.
Where did you come from?
From Eugene.
Oh, okay.
And then before that, up in Washington State, up in Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh, wow. So you came to the water again.
Yes.
You stayed on the water.
Yeah. Eugene is the furthest I've been from the coast, for sure.
Not too far.
No. Oh, it was perfect.
Okay, so folks, if you want more information, is there a website?
Yes, our website, maggiesonthepromise.com is our website, and there's a tab for Story Slam. Otherwise, on Facebook, Facebook.com/SeasideStorySlam also has all the information. We post all of the upcoming events with the individual themes and times. But story signups otherwise start at 5:30 on Thursdays.
Well, I have to say, I'm delighted you're doing it. I'm also delighted that you reached out to Coast Community Radio, to KMUN, knowing that we are, we support the arts and we support community. And so this is just terrific. Let's reiterate, or let's tell folks also, the next one is January 24th, and the theme is Lost and Found. I think we can all relate to that.
The stories can be very loosely based. They don't have to be.
Of course.
Yes, they're very broad themes.
It can be a metaphor.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Right. And then January 31st, et cetera. It's Thursday evenings, and you want to come at 5:30 to sign up or just get a good seat. And then at 6 o'clock, the stories begin. Ends at 8 or before if the storytellers run out. And it sounds like a great idea and a lot of fun. Maggiesonthepromise.com, 580 Beach Drive in Seaside. The phone number is this. What's the best phone number?
Yep, it's 503-738-6403.
738-6403.
And then if telling your story wasn't incentive enough, we are giving away prizes.
Wow.
We have a fantastic pocket-sized trophy. They're so adorable. And then a $20 gift certificate. And then you get invited back to the Grand Slam to be the master storyteller.
Sounds dynamite. I love it. Okay. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having
My guest,
me.
Sadie Mercer, who is no longer a radio virgin, and she is got the Seaside Story Slam. What a wonderful idea. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Coast Community Radio. You're in for a treat. I've got a couple of Browns Mead Flats out there. They're going to come in and play some live music and tell you why. Well, tell you why? Do they have to tell you why they're making music? Of course not. But I did want to give you a little bit of music from Maita, who is playing at the Sou'Wester on, I think it's February 2nd. Have a listen, and we'll be right back at you. Thanks for being here.
The gravel sleeping drifts upon her spine. If it will keep the flower beds all swollen. Trees were felled, but the good forest, well, she took them in. While you grew and fattened up and forgot and drank of every cup. And still you draw your breath in dusty, ask for more. Sure, I will be kind and will be a water bearer. My throat is bare and fond still of you. Of late water down the ship.
Well, there's that cupful of water. It is, let's see, there's a little more than a cupful of coming down right now, I have to say. That's Maita, and that will be at the Sou'wester in Seaview, Washington, on February 2nd. And there'll be others as well, I believe. But right now, I have real others. That would be Ned Heavenrich and Larry Moore. Heidi, howdy, folks.
Well, howdy, neighbor.
Hi, and Carol.
It's true, neighbor, because they're the Brownsmead Flats.
We are two of them.
That microphone a little bit closer to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there.
He's kind of mic shy, I've noticed.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Larry Moore, mic shy.
No, this is part of the Brownsmead Flats. I'm the new kid on the block.
Yes, and this is two-fifths of the group.
That's right.
Is that right? So you are putting on a benefit concert for the PAC.
We are just actually showing up and playing music. I don't want anything to do with all the other details. But,
no, you don't have to do that. No, yeah. We'll take care of that.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
No, you just show up and play music. But it is happening this weekend on Sunday at 2 p.m. And this it's by donation. And all the money goes to the Performing Arts Center, which is a fabulous venue. As a matter of fact, you both were at the John Gorka concert last night, right?
We were. We get to be on the same stage.
Wasn't it fabulous?
Yeah, really good.
Well, but what I wanted to add was that the sound was terrific. And it's an old church. And it has wonderful acoustics, not to mention the fact that it seats about 250, 260. It's a perfect size for some of the community functions that we have here. So we, the Partners for the PAC, and many of you out there are part of that just because you want to keep the PAC alive and well, too. This is one way to come have a good time and pitch in some bucks to keep the PAC alive and well.
Yeah, and the donation actually is like suggested at 10. And if you're a senior or.
Yeah.
It's like $5.
Right.
So,
we don't even give prices usually.
Yeah.
But it's.
You can give whatever you are comfortable doing.
Right. It certainly is as reasonable as it could possibly be. And it is more than kid friendly. It's family, very. Kid family friendly.
Yeah, I think we'll have some kids up on stage with us at some point. Yeah, mm-hmm. Doing some percussion. So that'll be interesting because we have not rehearsed with them. So it'll be very interesting.
Just anybody, or do you have some of them?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of young people.
Hey, surprises are always fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, I did ask the Brownsmead Flats contingency here. That's Larry and Ned to play us a tune. So let's, what do you got for us?
Yeah, well, a tune that we've played many times there. And from a show that we've done many times there. This is the title track from the musical Hitchin.
Oh, God.
I remember the time when my life was much simpler. All I needed was a backpack and good shoes for the road.
I can still remember.
Didn't need much money, just a faith in humanity. A harp in my hand and love to shoulder my load. No comfort there, it's true, I would agree. With the wind and rain and snow, It brought out the worst and the best in me. So much I did not know. Hiking down Route 2 near the Canadian border, my harp I was playing, a gentle breeze behind. An early June morning, sun over the horizon, my heart overflowing, so glad to be alive. No comfort there, it's true, I would agree, with the wind and rain and snow. It brought out the worst and the best in me. So much I did not know.
Take it, Larry.
A wine in my hand and a glowing inside me, overwhelmed by the beauty, a howl of joy. Do I cry?
Oh, yeah. Holy cow, I haven't heard that in a while.
Really?
I love that. So, Ned, can you tell, because you said that, but there are people out here listening now in our audience who don't know about Hitchin and don't know where it happened, when it happened, and what it is. So, can you tell us that?
Yeah, it's just kind of a story I wrote about being on the road, hitchhiking. The hitching, and we produced it first in 1997 at the PAC, and then again in 1999, and one last time in 2013 as another benefit performance, a bunch of performances, and it's you know, part of the PAC. One of the great things about it is, it's a great space, not just for music, but for theater, for dance, for, of course, all the chorale and band stuff. But, yeah, it's just a wonderful space for art.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also we did some symposiums. I used to invite some Holocaust speakers,
yes,
or survivors.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had all kinds of things go on there. And again, on Sunday at 2 p.m., at the PAC, the Brownsmead Flats, are there going to be, how many flats will there be?
All five.
All five
we'll
of you are still in town. Okay,
yeah.
Can't keep track of these guys. They're on the move. Hitchin was just such a wonderful, wonderful experience and brought in a lot of people. I think, is that when wasn't Derek in the 2013 one?
Yeah, Derek
that's Moore? When he came came out of the woodwork again and started singing again.
Mm-hmm.
Marco was Davis was in one of the earlier ones. I remembered he wore the boot and of course Anagita.
He did choreography.
He did the choreography 1 year, and Anagita did the first year choreography, and so
that
many.
Be Vicky Durst.
Vicky Durst, yeah. Sorry.
If you're out
that's
there,
true.
Vicky.
Yeah, that's true. So what else do you have for us? And the Brownsmead Flats, when you first started, which is how many years ago?
You know, I think our first gig, as I recall, was at a KMUN I think it was like a Christmas fair kind of thing in 1984.
Oh, my God. And we went on the air in 83, so it's like, wow.
So that's the first time that we actually
played
went
publicly.
Out in public. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, there were three of us who are still in the band, John and Dan and I, and then Denise Ryla was,
oh, that's right.
was performed with us. And so that, So KMUN's been instrumental in our
You know, that's
being
35
played.
Years ago.
I know
ago.
It. That's amazing. Yeah.
And when did you join, Larry?
I just joined the band 2 years ago. I just joined the Flats 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've been playing along with...
I've been a substitute for the Flats. For
yeah, he's been playing with us for many, many years. Many years.
But you became official.
Became official.
You got your secret handshake.
That's right.
All right. That's let's go ahead and hear another song.
Yeah, this is a song that Larry, we'd like to feature Larry on.
Okay.
Oh, let me, before we do that, let me just say a little bit more about the concert.
Yeah.
That we're doing. Not only we will have kids doing stuff, but we are going to do a lot of sing-along songs. I think almost half of our repertoire will actually be kind of songs that, you know, traditional songs, older songs that people can sing along with us. So if you enjoy singing along with a lot, many people... this will be a great event for you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's always a lot of fun. And there's some poignancy, too.
Yeah.
Some of your songs are, that's a, there's a whole another area as well. So what do you got for us?
Talk about What's... pointed. This is dirt. This is the song, Dirty Old Town. But I don't think that represents Astoria very well anymore. But maybe it did 100 years ago or so. Or
40
something.
Years ago.
Who, yeah. Whose song is this? Who wrote this?
Ewan McCall.
Ewan McCall.
Long
okay.
time ago.
Good. Thanks.
And... By the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed her there by the cannery wall. Dirty old town,
dirty old town,
dirty old. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. that night. Dirty old town.
Dirty old town.
Dirty old town. Heard a siren by the dock. Saw a train light the night on fire. I smell the spring on a smoky wind. Dirty old town.
Dirty old town.
Dirty old town.
Here we go.
Excuse me.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
Gonna buy me a good sharp axe. Shining steel tempered in the fire. I'll cut you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town. Dirty old town. Dirty old town.
Dirty old town.
Dirty old town.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure how we would qualify these days. So there, the gamut runs from A to Z with the Browns Meat Flats. And they might even, I didn't ask them about, they might even take requests.
Well, we might.
They might.
We might,
but
yeah.
No guarantees. Yeah. The guarantee is you'll have a good
time.
We
often say that we take requests, but we don't always play them.
Okay, folks. Browns Meat Flats, you've been listening to Ned Heavenrich and Larry Moore, the Browns Meat Flats. All five of them are going to be in concert at the Performing Arts Center, that's 16th and Franklin, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
You're welcome.
Tell folks what else is going on in my last minute.
Yeah, you got to get going.
So thanks. You can noodle if you want.
Okay.
That'll be fun. And want to make sure you know about the Indivisible North Coast Oregon, the INCO Speak Truth Regional Summit. It is tomorrow at the Lovell Showroom on 14th and Duane in Astoria from 8:30 to noon. There will be fabulous speakers, and then a women's march will follow at from 2 to 3:30 p.m. starting at the Heritage Square, that's 12th and Exchange. And then at 4 p.m., run for something if you've ever considered running for a local office. This is a must-go to. So Speak Truth Regional Summit. It's we are very, very lucky to have so many people willing to give of their time and effort. Tonight, the Peninsula Performing Arts Center has a happy hour with Sam Covina story. The Sand Trap is Sonny Hess. Labor Temple, cheap whiskey and dirty jokes. That's comedy, folks. Adult. And don't forget the U.S. Coast Guard fundraiser till 6 at the Legion, and all of the other ways you can help our U.S. Coast Guard and other federal employees. Tomorrow, also Seaside Civic Center. We talked with Mark about the Tillamook Head Gathering at 6:30. Cannon Beach Public Coast Brewing Company, Eric John Kaiser at 8. Astoria Golf and Country Club, Tom Grant, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night with singer Shelley Rudolph. And Art Loft is featuring Wakayakum students' portraits from 10 to 4.